Welcome. Tell me, what's your experience of being judged? At home, at work, in relationships, when you're out and about in society. What's your experience of being judged? We collectively in an audio community called February over on Audio Boom have been asked to talk about this, have been asked to say a bit about how we feel we've been judged. And by two people, Sassy Cat, who's the leader in the community, and a guy called McColgan, who's up there in Scotland. Sassy Cat is somewhere in America, and McColgan is somewhere in Scotland. And I must say, first thing I have to say is that I have judged that those two are really in cahoots with each other, and those two have formed a very close relationship, and I've judged that I have been excluded from this. I haven't been consulted at all. So I'm really, that's a judgment I've made. It's probably cloud cuckoo land, but I've made a judgment about those two and how friendly and how close they're getting and where this might actually lead to. Because my first experience of being judged was my mother. Right from the earliest stage that I existed, my mother, you know, and because she remained constantly judging me for donkey's years, I think of her as the one who was judging me when I was in the pushchair, in the pram. I would have been pushed around in a pram, and my mother would have judged me. She would have judged that I, you know, smiled at me and been very pleased about me and everything. I was the firstborn in the family, so I would have been judged very positively by my mother at a very young age. How do I know that I was judged positively by my mother at a very young age? Because I have never suffered from the experience that, you know, nobody loves me. I've never been never had that experience. So I reckon I got a good dose, for a while. And then my mother went off and did something awful, like have loads of other children. And of course, that reduced the extent that there was attention on me. And so I was definitely judged as being insufficient by my mother. I was not I didn't satisfy her. She wanted to have a second child, and she wasn't content with just having just me. I mean, I would have been quite happy for it to have just been me. So I was really judged very early on. But because I had once upon a time being judged so positively, all subsequent judgments were much less powerful than the first one. Okay, fast forwarding into the present day, my reflection on judging is that we are being judged all the time, even if we don't feel we're being judged, even if we're not aware that we're being judged. You listening to me now are judging. Whether you want to continue listening or not continue listening, you're at some level or other, you're saying this either falls into the good category or the bad category. All my life, I have felt myself to be judged. Whether I have or haven't been judged is neither the point, but I have certainly felt myself to be judged. I feel that every piece of work I've done for somebody else has been judged by them. And that most of the time people haven't revealed to me the judgments that they've made. So I've been sitting in the dark saying to myself as well, look, if they haven't told me that it's crap, it must be okay. I crave information about how well I've done. I'd much prefer to find out that something I'd done was had fallen short than to find out nothing. I'm a kind of voracious appetite for feedback. Every time I put up a piece of audio on the internet, I'm only dying for people to comment and tell me how it affected them. Of course, you have to put up with the fact that most people keep their judgments to themselves, and they retain their own view. Now, take another angle on this. In Myers-Briggs terms, where there is an axis or a continuum between, at one extreme, people who judge and who are quick to judge, And the key point in this is that they're quick to judge, and that their preferred stance, if you like, in relation to the world is that they judge whether things are, you know, favourable, whether things are not favourable, and, you know, whether something is liked and whether something is loved or not loved or a person's loved. But they are what you would call highly judgmental people. And on the other extreme, you have people who do make some judgments, but by and large, they're interested in the potential that a situation opens up for something different. Now, I'm on the extreme end of the P. There's a J and a P in Myers-Briggs terms, and everybody falls somewhere along the continuum. I fall off the end if you do any kind of questionnaire to establish, you know, how you are on the continuum. And there are four continua in continuums. I won't pretend to be knowledgeable about that. In Myers-Briggs, there's introvert, extrovert, there's thinking, feeling, there's judging and perceiving, that's what I've just been talking about, and there is sensing and intuiting. So I am intuitive, I'm very close in between thinking and feeling, and I am, what else did I say there was? Oh yes, I'm clearly an extrovert, and I'm extreme on the J-P access down at the P end. So that means that I have had quite a lot of difficulties in my life liking people who are highly judgmental. And the great thing about people who are highly judgmental is that they are sent to give me practice at dealing with judgmental people, because judgmental people are, you know, there are many of them around the place. And I know that McColgan has gone out, and he's a chap, the chap from Scotland, and he's expressed his views that he is, what do you call it? Frankly, I don't give a damn Friday. He doesn't give a damn about people who are highly judgmental. I remember at one stage I used to think that McColgan was very judgmental. In comparison with me, he certainly was. You know, way a long time ago. I think he's changed, by the way. But there I am, I'm making judgments about what McColgan is actually like. What else can I say about this is, have I been severely misjudged, and have I been hurt by other people's judgments? Definitely yes. I could tell you that every woman who has eventually decided to terminate a relationship with me or walk away from me has definitely judged me wrongly and has definitely hurt me. In fact, every job I went for that I didn't get has unfairly judged me, and I have been hurt by it, even if I put on a brave face. Yes, all my life I have definitely been judged. I can't think. When I do cleaning up in the kitchen in the house, you know, how well I've done it, I can see immediately that I'm being judged for my performance of it. Now, I immediately feel that. Now, in case you think I'm paranoid, Whoops, I got interrupted. Whoops, I've been interrupted twice now while I've been trying to make this audio. But I think I've really run out of steam, really. And that's perhaps I should just shut up before you judge me to have been long-winded and over-expressive. Okay, look, this is Paul O'Mahony, who isn't paranoid, and wishing you all the very best. Bye for now.